97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's brought to you by the annual Bluegrass Day and Craft Beer Festival at the Green Music Center's Weill Hall and Lawn at Sonoma State University, Sunday, July 21st, with Grammy Award-winning music, food, beer, and cider. Tickets available at gmc.sonoma.edu. I've got Brad from, you know him, the podcast Sports Meets Beer. But there are other podcasts that we can throw out there. You're the king of all podcasts.
I don't know about all that.
I do.
But you and I have our 49er podcast called Outside Slants.
Yes.
And I've also got a barbecue podcast called Based Mode that's going to be releasing pretty quick here.
Excellent.
And I've also got one called Stay Golden, which is a Warrior podcast that we've been recording that'll be coming out pretty quick, closer to the season there.
Wow. Today we have a beer from our friends at Lagunitas once again. And they've jumped on the train.
Yeah, you know, Lagunitas has, you know, they have a very distinct flavor profile and the way the nose is on this kind of stuff. And their Little Sum Ale has been out for, I don't even know how long, but it's a staple, right?
Yeah. Like,
it's every bit as popular, at least in our restaurants, it's every bit as popular as the IPA, which it's the first IPA I ever had. It's still just a classic textbook IPA. But the Little Sumpin' Sumpin', right, is... You know, it's become a staple for them and it's wildly popular. This seems to me like, you know, they have a little something wild, which uses a wild yeast strain and all that kind of stuff. This seems like it should have been the next iteration of it.
So this one is a little something hazy.
Right.
We joked, I think last week or last time we did Beer 30 about how just every week it's a new hazy that we're doing.
Right.
We used to try to separate them. Like, oh, we've done a hazy. Let's find something different. And then it's almost impossible at this point.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and a lot of times, you know, the stuff that we're getting, breweries and whatnot are starting to get this stuff on the retail shelves. And so they're trying to promote it or whatever. You know, our feedback or our reviews.
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff that's not the hazies are the stuff that's being poured in the tap rooms. You know, that stuff is out there.
Sure.
It's just in the retail world, this stuff seems to be the most readily available.
Yeah. It's flying off the shelves.
Yeah. So as we power through our AATMF on this beer, this looks like a hazy.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a little lighter.
Lemonade.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it, you know, a little bit lighter than the little something is. You get your nose into this, though, and it smells like a Lagunitas beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got just like a mild, danky hop to this thing. I get a lot of like passion fruit, little mango in the nose on this. There's a nice head on this, which is good because, again, sometimes with these hazies, man, the carbonation level just isn't there.
Yeah.
So this is pretty, as Lagunitas beers go, this is pretty mild.
But you were expecting because... of their kind of their style.
Right. And also because it did, the smell of it was sort of reminiscent of a lot of the Lagunitas beers, but the mouthfeel here is pretty light.
Yeah.
It's pretty refreshing. The finish is lingering, but I find it to be understated, probably isn't the right word, but I find it to be, again, pretty mellow.
Yeah.
This is a gulper.
Yeah.
For sure.
Careful.
Yeah. No kidding. At 7.2%. That is
dangerous.
Yeah. I hate to use the cliche that so many people use, but that is definitely what this is.
Yeah.
You know, with how rich this mouthfeel could end up being, it does really well here. There's a really great balance in this. I'm reaching for this beer. This beer is great.
Yeah, it's really good. It's almost a lawnmower beer, except for that you'd have to watch someone else work the lawnmower. Like, you can do it yourself.
Right. Well,
because if you're going to drink a bunch of these,
maybe like a push mower is probably fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't drive a lawnmower.
No, definitely not.
Not if you're going to drink it the way that I feel like you want to.
Right.
All right. This is Lagunitas, a little something hazy. You can check out this review and others, 977theriver.com. And the podcasts.
All of them.
Sports Meets Beer. Outside Slants, which is the 49er podcast that Brad and I do. And then all your other ones.
Yeah. Base Mode, Stay Golden, Sports Meets Beer. Who knows what else?
Who know? Might be a different one next week. To your portfolio. We don't know.
Please, no.
I miss my family. Yeah.